everybody's got skeletons in the closet. Every once in a while, you've got to open up the closet and let the skeletons breathe. Tyler Perry. What is goody with the hoodie, amazing people? You already know it's your girl, BM and Jamarie. I pretty much sound under the weather, okay? Because, listen, it is flu season, it's COVID season, it's cold season, it's snow season, it's cuddling season. I ain't got nobody to cuddle with but my damn bed. And let's dive in on this topic today, okay? So, I was actually watching this movie, okay? And it gave me, it actually gave me this idea of to talk about this. Now, y'all already know how much I love me some love and how much I will always, 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 always talk about love. And I will never sleep on it. You know what I'm saying? So, I literally, okay, I wanted to take this time to actually talk about this because I feel like some people are really like, you know, how like there's some people out here, no matter what sex they are, they think that they can save somebody that is gay. You know what I mean? They know that that person is gay, but they are going to, like, gung-ho, think that they can, like, you know, change that person out of the gayness. You know what I'm saying? So, let's dive into being in the closet, okay? Now, the thing about it is, with this topic, is that it's a very sticky topic. And the thing about it with this topic here is that, like, a lot of people will never, ever admit to them being openly gay, in the closet gay, trying to figure out what the fuck they are because they don't know who the hell they are yet. And this movie honestly gave me that, gave me this to talk about because I really actually like this movie. It stars Harry Styles and everything. Like, I am a really good, yeah, I'm a really hairy, like a real life Harry Styles fan. I liked him better when he had longer hair, but I don't know. I think he's like 30 now. Who the fuck knows? I don't even know. But he looks really, really beautiful in this fucking movie, okay? So the concept of this movie was basically, like, it took me a minute when I watched it. But, like, when I tell you it gave me real tears, it gave me real tears. But this is also, the reason why I wanted to talk about this topic again. Because I know I'm repeating myself. And I am a little snazzly. So please bear with me. This movie gave me some support on this. So, what I've always noticed, like, for men out here, okay, there are some men out here that will never ever admit that they are full-blown gay. There's some men out here that will have a double life. They will have the wife, they will have the children, they'll have the fucking three dogs in the big house, when in actuality, they have a whole boyfriend that's been there the whole time. They are, their best friend was their man before you, bitch. Don't think that you can change a man from being out of his gayness because you think that, you know, your pussy's that fire, or because of the kids, or because of the dog, and because of the house, and because of what y'all built together. Does not matter. Let me tell you, and here's why. With certain people, and this is not just men, I'm gonna say this with women as well, because there are some women that will marry a guy so she can hide that she is into women, and how she doesn't want certain people to judge her because of the fact that she's into women. Now, here's another thing about it. Even though we are in a new year and everything like that, we still have certain things in our lifestyle that we are trying to keep together, and we have a certain image that we want our family, our friends, to not judge us for. And the number one thing I've really realized is whomever we're dating is something that, you know, we always need some type of approval of. Some of y'all will probably say no, some of y'all will probably say yes, some of y'all will probably be like, I've never done that. What is she talking about? Let me tell you what I'm talking about. So, there are many times over the years, over centuries, where a lot of different type of dating is a problem. Polyamorous relationships is still a problem for some people. Now, some people come up to me and ask me, will I will ever be in a polyamorous relationship? No. Why? Because I don't fucking share. I don't need two people to be with. I could be with one person. If I can't, if that person wants to be with a multiple of other people, then bitch, leave me alone. Because I'm not going to be involved in that. You get what I'm saying? But it's just like, there are some people out here who like the vanilla relationship, want that fucking 50 Shades of Grey type of relationship, or want that relationship where they can have the man and have the woman without neither of them knowing, or one of them knows and the other one doesn't fucking know, all because they want that person. They don't want that person to go anywhere. And that's where dating is, in this day and age in dating, it kind of gets a bit selfish, because we're only out for ourselves when we're into trying to be with someone. When we're yearning to be with that one person, and that one person is not making time for us, so we do our best to try to spice it up or to switch up ourselves to have that person notice us, because we're noticing that they are attracted or intrigued by somebody else, and someone else is taking their time, and their time is not going to you. And that's where the 80-20 comes in. And that's when your self-esteem starts getting questioned, or something starts going into your mind and you think that you're not good enough. So in the dating scene of in the closet, and I'm not only just talking about sexual orientation, I am talking about living a double life of not being true to yourself and not really standing your ground and standing your standards on what you want for you and what kind of love you're looking for. Whether if it's, you know, obviously, with certain movies that I watch, some of them are created back in the 40s, 50s, 60s, where interracial relationships were fucking tragic. You know, I was watching something where this is based off of a true story, where this black guy was with a white girl, and, you know, her white boyfriend was so fucking mad that he literally brutally murdered this black guy. You get what I'm saying? And that to me was the most hurtful thing, because that story still triggers me in a way, because of the fact of how they murdered him, and it was all for a bitch. Okay, like, it's not his fault that, you know, shorty wanted some chocolate, bitch. Okay, but, you know, some people were mad. But it's the same thing with how, like, there are guys that will be so fucking in denial with the occupation that they have, and they are in love with the same sex, but they can't be with the same sex because it kind of fucks with, you know, it kind of fucks with what kind of, you know, play, you know, who they are, their image, pretty much. And they have to get the wife so they can, you know, have that person in the background. You know what I'm saying? And it's another thing too, we also have experiences where there are times where, like, people want open relationships or open marriages or swinging or whatever, swing-a-ding-dings, all this type stuff. But sometimes, like, when you realize how much, you know, what the main thing that I adore with situations like this is where I'm realizing how much change there is going through life, with especially when it comes to love. You, like, now we are in 2024, interracial relationships, some people support, some people don't support, and you can see that clear as day. But it's not as bad when in the early 2000s or the early 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was something for centuries that a lot of people always made a problem when you saw a black man with a white woman, or a white man with a black woman, or an Asian man with a black woman, or, you know what I'm saying? But
what I love about a really solid interracial relationship is where you are experiencing, you are trying to understand your person's heritage. That's what I really, really love about interracial relationships. It's the same thing with same-sex relationships and everything. Like, not only you're getting a same-sex relationship, but you're getting an interracial relationship as well. If you see a Black woman with a white woman, or an Asian woman with a Spanish woman, like, you're seeing that dynamic. It's the same thing with a white man and an Asian man, a Black man and a Spanish man. Like, you could see that, you know what I mean? And you're seeing how much of the, like, crazy dynamic is going on in the love in these relationships. Now, the crazy thing that I always adore talking about when it comes to love is always stand your ground on love. Whether you are, there's a difference between being secretive with your love life, and there's a difference between publicizing your love life. If you are with someone, and there are selective people that know you're with this said person, and they love you, they still support you, and they still adore you, and this said person that you're with, that's all that matters. You don't need a crowd of people to know you are happy. Excuse me. You don't need social media's validation. You don't need all of these people that really could care less. It's validation. Because let me tell you something. And I'm always going to talk my shit about social media. Social media, you will either get bullies, you'll get miserable ass people, you'll get trolls, or you'll get 100% supporters that will understand, like, yo, I am with you. I stand by you. I love your love. You know what I'm saying? And I have been, like, honestly, like, my mom, she actually just left not too long ago and everything like that. And, you know, I'm watching her location as well, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, she's driving home. And I was like, oh my God, you know, blah, blah, blah. I was just, like, I had her watch a gay movie with me. It was so great. It was so fucking great. Like, oh my gosh. I got her watching a gay movie with me, and she was really watching it, too. She was in it. She was in it with me. Like, it was so funny. And what's crazy is just, like, when we were both in it, like, I was just like, oh my gosh, look at this. Like, this is what, like, we were seeing the concept of it, and I was just like, this is what old boy was afraid of. He was afraid of losing who he was as a person because of who his family was. And because of who his family was, it was the image that he was trying to uphold, and he couldn't be with someone, he couldn't love someone, all because of who his family was. And that's what was making it difficult for him, because one of them was public, the other one really wasn't. And because of the other one not being public, and he wanted to, you know, wait to open up and be like, hey, I'm gay, it was outed. He was outed for everyone to see through emails, through, you know, pictures and all of this type things. And that's what embarrassed him, even though the other one was already outed. Everybody was aware that he was outed and everything like that. He was already openly, okay? You know what I'm saying? And it was really, really big that he was there to support him, and he was there to support him. And love. When I tell you I love, y'all. But here's the thing. Here's the thing about, you know, the dynamic of being in the closet. Being in the closet does not mean your sexual orientation. Being in the closet is knowing what you want shown to people and what you don't want people knowing. And that is okay. The reason why I say that's okay is because you don't owe anybody an explanation on who is laying in your bed. You do not owe anyone an explanation on who you want to marry and who you love. That is no one's business. No one needs to fucking know that, okay? Nobody. Nobody needs to know that. And the reason why I say no one needs to know, or you should not give a fuck, okay? You should not give an ounce of fucks of why they do not support you, of why they care less about what you do and how you do it in the way you do it. That has nothing to do with you. Nothing. Because guess what? There are people in this world that are here to break you. There are people in this world that are going to bend you alive because they want to see you miserable. They want to see you under that black cloud. But let me tell y'all something, okay? Never, ever, ever put your love life on pause for people who still do not know what the fuck they want in the end. And that's on facts. But all right, beautiful people, I hope every one of you guys, January is treating you well, January is treating you lovely and everything. And also, as you guys can see, I actually didn't really say anything or pay attention to this or even want to say anything, but all I did was change the color of my logo. Instead of gold, it's blue. I just changed the color of it. I was like, you know what? I'm not going to do anything crazy. I'm not going to do anything nuts or anything like that. You know what? I love this logo that I actually worked on, and it still looks amazing. It still looks beautiful, and it still is authentic to me. So I just mainly was just like, you know what? Let me just change the color, and let's do it that way instead of me, you know, making a whole new logo. Because sometimes making a whole new logo, it does take a little bit of a process. But let me tell y'all something. I'm going to say it like this. Never feel like you have to change yourself for others. Never feel like you have to limit yourself or your standards or your love for others. If you are into the same sex, be into the same sex. That is your prerogative. If you are a type of person that dates outside your race, date outside your race. That is your prerogative. That is your happiness. No one else's. Do not let anyone else make you feel like you have to limit your happiness because they do not understand it. You get what I'm saying? If they love you and they support you, they will stick by you. Never, ever, ever let anybody limit you. But stay motivated, guys. Stay blessed. And continue to adore, you know, 2024. Later, guys.